Earthquakes, one of those natural phenomena that can really strike fear, particularly if anyone has lived through one or had family and friends. Well, of course, the Newcastle earthquake many years ago, we're right here in the Hunter as well. And it turns out that one of the things that you may very well be carrying with you could be an effective early warning system for earthquakes. Sorry, fellow iPhone lovers, but it looks like it's the Android phone network that might be the go. Professor John O'Connor, who looks at science for us from the University of Newcastle, here to take up this one for us. And John, why the Android phone and what can it do?
Well, it goes back more than 20 years back when they first developed apps which notified people that there was an earthquake. So, you know, there's a seismic sensors all over the place, especially in countries which have got a lot of earthquakes. And this would then send out a warning over the network, you know, earthquake coming. And the reason you can get that sort of warning is because the waves that come from an earthquake travel around 5 to 8 kilometres per second. So if you're more than 8 kilometres away, you've got at least a 1 second warning if the notification get out quick enough. So, you know, those few seconds warning you get might be enough for you to do the what they call, which is the drop, cover and hold on. In other words, give you a chance or run out in the street to get away from falling buildings. So those few seconds are important. And but the trouble is those intense seismic systems are not everywhere. And the original devices started off in places like Mexico and Japan, where they have a lot of earthquakes, but it extended to other countries. But about 15 years back, the people at Google, who do a lot of this research, which is why it's Android, they started doing some research looking at whether the accelerometers in a mobile phone could act as a sensor. Now, the beauty of this is they're everywhere. I mean, they're in places, they're in parts of the country, parts of the world where you've got poverty. You know, even though there's poverty, you'll find there are mobile phones there. But certainly areas where there aren't a wealth of seismic sensors. And, you know, you mentioned Newcastle. I don't imagine we had many seismic centres back then, you know, in 1989. Even earlier this year when there was one in Caloundra around the same size. I was in Caloundra for that one. I had to be through two earthquakes now. but yeah, there isn't a massive sensors there. So you wouldn't necessarily get the warning from these areas where you have infrequent earthquakes or areas where, you know, the population doesn't warrant having lots of sensors.
I'm thinking, John, that one may actually, if you were to put it some real thought into this, this may have been an ultimate at some point in time foregone conclusion, because our phones can pick up on all sorts of sensory activity that we do now anyway. So, I mean, it may have just have taken for someone to join the dots.
Yes, I mean, for whatever reason, they decided to put accelerometers into a phone. And you can do this, you know, the electronics are available. And so, yes, this detects when you're walking. It can actually count the number of steps you take, and the accelerometer works that out. And so they had exactly that thought eventually. And over the last few years, they've tried it out in 98 different countries. And the way it works is if your phone is stationary, and of course your phone knows whether it's stationary, if it's stationary and then suddenly feels an acceleration, it reports this to Google. Google sort of looks to see if this is a one-off, someone sort of knocked it on the floor or something, or if there's several. And then once they identify very quickly that there's a number of reports from one area, then they send out a warning through that area. So we've now gone from the network of seismic sensors to millions, hundreds of millions of phones sitting around the planet where the people are identifying if there is an earthquake. And the first sensors is important because when an earthquake happens, there are two waves. There's a P wave and an S wave. A primary wave and a secondary wave. Yeah, nice
gotcha.
Naming. Anyway, the primary wave comes fairly quickly. It travels around 8 kilometres per second. It tends not
to... And that's moving.
It is, yeah. But it tends not to be a really destructive wave. It's the S wave, which travels about 5 to 6 kilometres per second. So it's a little bit slower, coming behind, trailing behind, and that's the one that does the real damage. So if you can pick up that P wave fairly early and you're far enough away from the epicenter, you've got a reasonable time lag between the arrival of the two, enough to give you a chance to take precautionary action.
Because the key question, John, is, and this is probably a how long is a piece of string one, but what is the general difference in time length between this P and S waves?
Well, just to give an example, if you're living, let's pick a number, 40 kilometres from the epicentre.
Okay.
So the P wave will take 5 seconds and the S wave will take 8 seconds. So there's 3 seconds already 40 kilometres away. Now, I mean, earthquakes can have a really devastating effect more than 30 kilometres away, but just between those two, you've got 3 seconds warning. I'd be happy with 3 seconds warning to get out of a building or get under something or, you know, find something. 3 seconds, you've just got to make sure you're near your phone and you're listening. But, yeah, so that warning, if you're living in an earthquake-prone area, that's pretty important. But, those 3 seconds just 40 kilometres from the epicentre. I mean, when that earthquake struck in Newcastle, a lot of people were more than 40 kilometres away. And so that sort of warning would have been very useful.
All right. It's amazing what is happening that we're not even aware of in our mobile phones. John, it's always a pleasure. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Professor of Science from the University of Newcastle, John O'Connor, with us on 2NURFM 103.7.